We all love to save money, and there's a great tactic we should all use to do so in our landscape. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It is Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
Hello, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, drying and repurposing in the garden. That sounds like a great way to save money.
It's a good way to save money, and I have noticed that in a lot of people's endeavors to domesticate their property, there seems to be some reoccurring debris that has been kind of problematic for homeowners to handle, and that's what got me thinking about this.
Okay.
And I also, I live on the edge of town, and I once tried to go into the city and discard responsibly of some landscape debris.
Right.
And I was unable to do that because I didn't meet the requirements of living in the city limits. So mm-hmm. I was stuck with about 3 or 4 wheelbarrows of leaf and clipping debris. And what am I going to do with it?
So what did you do with it?
I let it dry on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then I incorporated a technique that's called back digging or double digging. And it is similar to when you penetrate the soil with a shovel, like you're going to lift the shovel full of soil from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But you skip the last part, and you don't actually lift any soil. You just open the ground up. Well, I did that in a long linear area where I had decided that this year I would plant potatoes. But I opened the ground up, and I let this lawn debris, clippings, leaves, etc., dry on the ground, and nature kind of did the work after that because the little bits, the smallest bits, fell into the crevices that I created by back digging or double digging.
Yes.
And then a lot of it just kind of rested on the top after the crevices were full. And because it had dried and stayed out there all fall and winter, and now here it is spring, I hit it with a leaf rake when it was dry, and it just kind of turned in nicely with that little bit of soil on the top. And in doing so, I've eliminated all that debris, and I've added a great deal of organic matter directly to the soil.
So that's what I was going to ask. Is it healthy for the soil to be doing that?
It is, and I think it's nice because it's kind of a fibrous compost that goes in, and it allows for the penetration of air and water and the rainfall and things like that.
Right.
And that bit of fiber in the soil, in my case, because I have a tight type of timber soil, it helped a lot. But it's going to help with soil, whether you have a timber soil, black soil, yellow or brown clay.
Yeah, I've got clayish soil myself.
You know, all those little pieces of acorn bits and bits of branches and stuff. And but I also noticed that myself and some of my fellow gardeners had a lot of branch and tree type debris to dispose of. And because I'm involved with a biological outdoor learning center project here at Illinois State University,
mm-hmm.
I came across some information about some very interesting pioneering type techniques that are great for disposing of spent pruning.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, drying and repurposing in the garden. So what is this interesting thing?
These interesting features are called wattle, like
W-A-T-T-L-E?
T-T, yes, okay. As in tom-tom. And I find it interesting. So I've heard of brattle work before, but I'd never heard of wattle work before.
Okay.
Well, they're actually very much alike. Brattle work is a grid made up of sticks or wood. They're very common in the modern landscape, and they're oftentimes used as fencing and screening for air conditioning compressors and other unsightly things in the landscape. Whereas the wattle is a woven fence or border or barrier or feature, whatever word you want to use. And here's how you do it, Laura.
Okay.
So I had to cut down some honeysuckle and some other unwanted woody plants. I cut those boughs and I just let them die and dry on the ground. Again, because I was not sure what I wanted to do with them. After they had dried, I had discovered this wattle technique, and about every 2 or 3 feet, you can poke the heaviest sticks into the ground.
Okay.
And then poke them in a straight line
mm-hmm.
or on a curve in a straight, so they're right behind each other, whatever the shape is. And then you take the other long, skinny boughs and branches whips all, and you weave them in between these stakes.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, and you know what else I learned is, you know, shepherds and gentlemen farmers and such, they mm-hmm. use this technique, and they lay rope or twine or jute on the ground first. And then after it reaches a certain size, you can just lift the rope up off the ground and tie it in a bundle and cut it off. And those can be repurposed and reused for erosion control, decoration, protection from winter elements for plants. And I'm fascinated by the look of it. It has a very artistic look.
Mm-hmm. And rustic at the same time, though.
That's right. And in certain cases, you know, so when I was reading about this and inquiring with other like-minded people, I was told that it was very common in the hedgerows of Normandy and parts of France that they would do this and then cover it with dirt and then repeat and cover it with dirt and repeat. And they developed these big hedgerows around agricultural land.
Interesting.
Similarly, I was at the DuPage College in Des Plaines, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
Doing some education. And I noticed on the entrance into this small campus, there was grass lining the roadways, and then right where the grass ends and the timber began, they had employed this technique. And I've talked to many people about it. The look is amazing. It helps control and clean surface water. It is friendly to wildlife, and it's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
It might even have a place in some public view landscapes, but it's certainly appropriate in the backyard, side yard, private view places. Here at Illinois State University, I want to give it a try at the Outdoor Biological Learning Center as a way to identify an area, mm-hmm. to kind of create a feature.
All right.
But I also want to do it because we have a lot of trouble with surface runoff, and there's creeks and things that way. And because it's hard to get tools and people into these areas, what a great solution to find a use for this debris on the spot, on the site, that doesn't recreate the problem, but it leaves us with a very responsible, sustainable imprint. And they have a very controllable outcome. You can make them large, you can make them small, they can appear and reappear, because that whole twining technique can be used to remove it. So you might want to keep all that stuff for livestock or protecting other plants. These little bundles that look like sheaves of wheat that we've talked about, they can be laid about at the trunks of trees or over the top of ground to protect mm-hmm. it from winter exposure. It's just a great habit. And then there's the obvious stuff of collecting the stems and various pruning items that you get from trees and large woody plants. If you don't have a bucket full of stakes made up of repurposed tree limbs in your garden shed, you should.
Uh-huh.
Stakes are super handy. You can use them for just about anything.
They can hold up hollyhocks, for example.
And then I wanted to fold it into this option, too. You know, garden structures are very helpful in identifying important places in the garden. And when I say garden structures, I mean things like arbors, obelisks, little pond pedestals and things like that.
Uh-huh.
They can all be made out of repurposed wood that is created from your pruning efforts year-round.
Okay, that's some great advice there, Murph. Thank you so much. Next week on GLT's Grow, we're getting down to it, folks. It's Strawberries 101. So if you want to grow some delicious berries, better tune in. And if you've got a gardening question that you'd like Murph to take on, you got to send it to us. Go to our website, wglt.org/grow, fill in the form, and send it along to us. And we would love to hear from you. That's wglt.org/grow.